It's 24 minutes after 8, your favorite music and, of course, your favorite radio station. This is Centre FM 94.2 on our final day of broadcasting. And, well, one gentleman who we've been involved with, who we've known for quite some while now in our broadcasting, is Paul Davidson of the free radio organisation Anorak's Ireland, in existence for many, many years now, and bringing you the best in free radio news and information. And good evening to you, Paul Davidson.
Good evening, Richard.
And how are you keeping?
Well, I'm a bit sad like most people, but nonetheless, these things happen, and we knew eventually radio, as we've known it for the last 10 or 15 years, would come to an end. And it's just, I suppose in one respect, it's the courage that our Minister for Communications has taken to sort of clean the wave bands. But the sad thing about the entire thing is that there's nothing to replace what we've been listening to in the line of music, pop stations and specialised stations, etc. And it's the void which this will create, giving an upper hand to state radio, RTE and Millennium. And the problems which will be created when the new legalised stations come on stream, whenever that is.
I see. I think that's most people's problem, really, is the total gap that will be left and the complete disregard for any sort of choice which will be there as a result, to think that it could be anything up to, well, 3 or 4 months or even more before the new stations come on the air.
Yes, indeed. It could very well be up to a year.
Yeah.
From the information I've been given in the last couple of weeks, it'll be like living behind the Iron Curtain in the meantime.
Which would be something not worth contemplating anyway. So, Paul, you've been monitoring, or you have correspondents monitoring radio stations all over the 26 counties. Can you give us any details about the latest closed-down situations? I know that Class in Dublin closed at 8 o'clock. I didn't get an opportunity to hear them myself, did you?
I did, yes. I monitored them straight up to the very end.
Yeah.
Like so many other stations that have gone in the last 36, 48 hours, they went out on a note of sadness, but joy at the same time.
I take it it was Mr. May himself who said the farewell, was it?
Yes, it was. He was. John May was on air from 6 p.m. until the very last moment, interviewing station staff and people who have helped out along the way. It is certainly a credit to him that he has turned around a station in 7 months from a loss to a profit-making situation.
Exactly.
And at the same time provided an alternative in listening, worth listening to.
You spoke there briefly of John taking over the station. Was the initial boss, Hugh Hardy, present at the close-down situation, are you aware?
Sorry, say that again?
You spoke of John talking about, you spoke of John taking over the station 7 months ago. Before that, it was Hugh Hardy was involved. Was Hugh there this evening, are you aware?
No, Hugh was not present at the close-down, nor did he make any contact with the station.
I see.
I think, having spoken to Hugh myself about 5 months ago at his home in North County Loud, I certainly got the impression from him at that time that he had completely severed all links with unlicensed radio in the country, and that he was pursuing other business interests which were of more importance to him.
Yes, well, that was the impression that I got as well. I thought that there was some talk of him perhaps making some sort of a comeback to say farewell, but obviously he changed his mind at the last minute. Okay, one station we were very interested in this radio station was Kiss FM Monaghan, Paul. I think it was 6 o'clock yesterday evening that they closed, is that right?
Yes, it was. 6 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
But they continued to relay BBC Radio Ulster in a sort of a defiance term, if you like, to show Downtown Radio in Belfast, their main competitor, that the power of KISS FM transmitters was far superior to anything that Downtown Radio have. And this relay of BBC Radio Ulster continued until midnight last night. When the transmitters went silent completely. But I think, you know, like, as far as KISS FM and Monaghan were concerned, to most, you know, serious radio listeners, people like myself and yourself and Eamon in studio there, and a lot of other people who listen to radio stations, not just one station, but as many stations as they can hear, KISS FM were the follow-up to Radio Nova, Chris Terry's station. They certainly were a lot more professional than many of the so-called professional commercial operators in the country.
And even in Dublin.
I think that's one I particularly miss because of my many trips to the border county and the fact that it was a personal favourite of mine with many of the old offshore people involved, like Tom Hardy and
Susan Charles.
The Voice of Peace.
And Susan
and
Charles as well,
former,
yeah.
The legendary Irish megastars, if you like, Lawrence John, Roland Burke, and a few others besides.
Mm. I must say, I visited the studio myself while on holidays in County Cavan in August and highly impressed. And one thing as well that struck me about Kiss FM was they weren't afraid to let visitors in. There was no evasiveness at all. They were very willing and open and welcoming, which was certainly something which I was glad to see anyway, you know?
Yes, indeed. I agree with you on that point. In fact, I found during my travels throughout the country over the last 10 or 15 years, I've seen virtually every station that's ever existed.
Mm.
And I found that 99% of cases, or 99% of radio stations, they'd be more than willing, delighted to see somebody come from the big smoke, as they call it, down in the bog. And they'd be delighted to see someone coming in. They'd want to hear all the news and what was going on up in Dublin and who was beating who over the head as far as sales were concerned and listenership figures. And I've always found the people up in Kiss FM, as indeed with all the other stations in Monaghan Town and most other places, I can really only remember one was slammed the door in your face and they didn't really want to know people. For that particular station operating in Galway City, all I can say is that if I was on the Radio Commission and I heard something of that nature concerning that station, I'd be rather hesitant about giving the people behind it a licence, because they are looking for a community licence operating in the Tuam Galway area, more so than in Galway itself. And community is all about the people, so you have to be open and sort of, you know, let people in to see what's going on. And not necessarily every Tom, Dick and Harry that wants to come in, but people should be able to get in and see their local radio station and see what they're doing, and probably by appointment only, because after all it is a business and they do have to provide standards and whatnot, and therefore I think it's essential that the things should be done properly and so on, you know.
Yeah, just to briefly ask you about the latest news from Radio Dublin. Have you heard anything at all as to what may happen there this evening at midnight?
Well, all we know is at midnight, all the staff of Radio Dublin will be leaving the station, and the boss of Radio Dublin, Captain Eamon Cook, intends, from what we've been told, he intends to continue broadcasting, more than likely on medium wave only, on 1188 kilohertz AM, and also on shortwave on 6910 kilohertz shortwave. And he intends going on for as long as he can. He's anticipating a raid from the Department of Communications, and it would be, I think we could all expect him to be raided, unfortunately, because the legislation comes into effect a second after midnight tonight. If he does get raided, as I've been told he is expecting it, if it does happen, he will return again very, very quickly on FM
with his backup transmitters.
Location. Yeah. So I think, as one commentator made the point during the week, the lads in Lion House are going to be made earn their money this time.
Right. Just briefly before we let you go, Paul, we're staying on until midnight tonight, and so are Capital Radio in Dublin. Apart from that, are you aware of any other operators, either regional or local, who are staying on until midnight like ourselves in Capital?
Not in the Dublin area.
I think
as
Phoenix.
As far as I can gather, all stations are now clearing the wave bands as of midnight tonight. Currently, at the moment, there is, as you say yourself, Centre Radio on and Capital Night Sky.
And Phoenix.
Radio Dublin, of course.
And Phoenix FM, yeah. Phoenix FM in Blanchardstown.
Phoenix FM in Blanchardstown will also be on until midnight. There is one hobby operator on the north side of Dublin, Dream FM, can currently be heard on 98.55 since class has closed. They are coming in fairly strong here at my location on just 5 watts. but other than that, in the city, on this side of the city, as far as I can establish, there's nobody else on. Now, there may be some hobby operators on the south side of the city that are not operating on high enough power to
for you to be receiving them. Yeah, right. We'll in fact be reading a detailed band check later on, and we'll obviously be allowing you to hear a copy of that at some stage as well, Paul Davidson.
Okay.
For the moment, it's now 8:34. We're going to leave it there. We thank you very, very much for your company this evening and for your information. We'll talk to you off the air in the moment. In the meantime, from everybody here at Centre FM, we wish you a very, very happy new year, and continue with the music. music, a memory which is certainly something else as well, which should be noted by the lads at Capital Radio. Say good evening to them once again, in particular Matt Dempsey. I know he's a big favourite of the group The Mission. Here they are with their single The Tower of Strength on Centre 94 FM.
Thanks very much, Richard.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.